Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 177. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, gentlemen?
Not too much. How are you doing, Todd?
I'm doing great, Sean. Thank you for asking.
I just had to get that in there first.
Man, he really came strong on that. Nate, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good.
You're doing good?
Yeah.
And Sean, are you doing all right?
Oh, does it matter?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. How's it feel?
I know.
Kind of asked at all.
Kind of awful, actually.
Yeah, you should. You should. We're having a good night, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're to the mini.
Are you saying that I made my bed and I should sleep in it? Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah, just want to confirm that. Is that why?
But yes, it's been a fantastic night.
It has. And I'm just kind of dreading going back out since it's cold and rainy.
Yeah.
Still.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, we are glad to be doing. Look at this episode 177 on the mini. How is that possible? Is this like it was like the last one was 176. Weird.
So long ago.
Hey, I know. Hey, let's get right to it, Sean. What are we going to talk about?
This is your choice, Todd, and it is the Crescent Hotel. And if interested, please go check our show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
Excellent. So how about a little foundation, please?
I have it. The 1886 Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. America's most haunted hotel is in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. Do we believe this? Do we believe it's the most? I mean, it could be.
Sure.
Right? Okay. Officially known as the 1886 Crescent Hotel and Spa, its legend has been formed from the many guests who check out but never leave.
Oh.
You like that?
I like that. You had me at check out but never leave.
Right? I like it too.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to start then since it's my my story.
Mm-hmm.
My topic, I should say. Topic pick. So you said it was built in 1886, right?
Yes.
Actually, it seems like, 1886 seems like a long time ago, but not really. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of the places we've covered, a lot older. But, I mean, it's 1886 is, well, then again, one of the buildings at the Central State Hospital campus is 1895, and I think that's a long time ago. So
yeah.
Scratch what I said.
Scratch it.
So, anyway, there have been hundreds of tales of paranormal experiences at the Crescent Hotel and Spa. Given its history, it's not surprising. Besides being a popular mountaintop resort, the hotel has served as both a girls' college and a cancer hospital where Dr. Norman Baker claimed, now listen to this, to have the cure for cancer.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Announced as America's most haunted hotel by the likes of Ghost Hunters and Ghost Adventures, an abundance of extraordinary experiences have always attracted the attention of paranormal investigators who have traveled to the property to study and research the hotel's supernatural activity. So how about that on the start?
I like it.
That is cool.
You know that wasn't a real cure for cancer, though, right?
That's
you're like, oh, yeah, I know, Sean.
Yeah, Dr. Norman Baker,
liar, pants on fire,
he's a liar. Anyway, what do you guys have? You have any stories to start out after mine?
This one isn't necessarily a ghost story.
Oh,
but the Crescent Hotel is known for the Crescent Cats.
Hmm.
A truly unique aspect of the hotel, the Crescent Cats are a mainstay, and their gift of hospitality has been an exciting guest since its start. There have been many a resident cat during the hotel's history, but it wasn't until 1973 when the hotel records started to talk of an orange tabby named Morris that walked into the lobby and never departed for 21 years. Morris became such a fixture of the Crescent that he was referred to lovingly as the general manager and was loved immensely by hotel employees and guests. To further prove the depths of affection that Morris received and what he meant to the community, when Morris passed away, more than 300 people attended his farewell ceremony and wake held at the hotel. He is buried on the hotel property, and visitors can step just outside onto the east lawn to see Morris's headstone. His photo is also located in the hotel's lobby, as well as a remembrance poem.
Wow. Morris.
You think that's an Arkansas thing? That seems awfully silly.
That was Sean, Arkansas.
All right, yeah. Oh, I love you, Arkansas.
All gunfire.
Directed to me.
Fire.
It is said that after the skeleton frame of the hotel had been constructed in the 1880s, that one of the Irish stonemasons plunged to his death in what is now room 218. This room proves to be the most spiritually active room in the hotel, and has attracted television film crews for decades because of the quantity and quality of the ghost sightings reported. Throughout the history of the Victorian Hotel, employees have referred to this entity as Michael, a classified poltergeist due to the nature of the unexplained activity. Guests have witnessed hands coming out of the bathroom mirror, cries of a falling man in the ceiling, the door opening then slamming shut, unable to be opened again. The intrigue of this activity had drawn guests to specifically request this historic accommodation of room 218 for the chance of experiencing something. In the hotel's crystal dining room, many employees have encountered playful spirits in the Victorian dress. One holiday season, while the dining room was closed, the grand Christmas tree and packages underneath moved from one end of the room to the other. The next morning, employees found the tree and packages moved with chairs circling and facing the newly placed holiday symbol. Another time, employees returned to find the dining room in perfect order except for menus scattered throughout the room. Yet another time, a waitress looked into the huge mirror between the doors from the dining room to the kitchen and saw a man and woman in Victorian garb facing each other as in a wedding. The groom turned and made eye contact with the waitress and then completely faded away. The waitress quit her position shortly after this incident. Another commonly reported paranormal activity is a man in Victorian clothing sitting at a table near the window saying, "I saw the most beautiful woman here last night and I'm waiting for her to return." Many have recounted seeing apparitions in Victorian ball attire dancing around the room during the wee hours of the morning while the room was closed and dark. That's a lot. Wow. Now, that was the reason I didn't stop and I kept going was because an entire paragraph. And I was like, that's a lot.
No, I could tell.
That's just a little bit.
That's a lot. That was a good story.
Stories. Yeah. That's a lot. A lot going on there.
I got one. I'll do a couple because these are short. Mm-hmm. Here's one. Theodora, a cancer patient, is known to be seen fumbling for her keys outside room 419, as well as tidying up for guests when they leave the room. That's nice, Theodora, tidying up the room. And then Brecky, not Becky, but Brecky, a 4-year-old child of Richard and Mary Breckenbridge Thompson, who died in the hotel due to complications from appendicitis. He has been seen throughout the hotel after bouncing a ball. Huh. Old Brecky. So, there you go. A couple short little paranormal.
I was wondering if there is a ghost cat, and there is. Morris, the famed feline, is regularly seen and heard meowing and playing in the hotel lobby and halls. Frequently, guests who don't know of Morris's history...
Didn't you already do that?
I am, but this is the ghost part of it.
Oh, the ghost part
of it. I was going to say, that's what I was thinking. Okay. Like, this is like... And the rest of the story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Paul Harvey.
I'm with you.
Yeah, as in two sections of this.
He knew what he was doing, yeah, okay, but I had the same thought. Like, what the heck?
So, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, frequently guests who don't know the Morris's history will report a loose cat to the front desk.
Uh-oh.
In which they are informed that they just saw a ghost.
A ghost cat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Morris, they think.
It's a putty tat.
Yep.
The tabby. Huh. Interesting. Mm. The what they call him, the general manager, hotel manager?
The general manager.
The GM, huh? That's fun. That is fun. I thought, I was like, wait a minute. He's already read that. Okay.
Yeah, I read like his life and his history of being at the hotel.
But not the ghost. I like it. I stand correct.
Right? Yeah, that's all right.
No problem. Go ahead, Sean.
So the Crescent Hotel has ghost tours. And they have produced some very spectacular tales, which we've already talked about some of them. The guides themselves have many countless paranormal stories from their time at the hotel. One such guide revealed that she had met a couple that was staying on the first floor near the governor's suite. The couple subsequently told the guide that on their second night in the building, they had slept with just a sheet covering the two of them. The husband then awoke in a deep sweat, realizing that someone or something had tucked them in with a comforter. Apparently, they had been tucked in on three more times that night. And another guide recounted an incident where two guests checked into room 221 one early spring afternoon. Upon leaving the elevator for the second floor, they immediately encountered a man wearing an all-black Victorian-style outfit. With a smile, he asked the guests as to whether or not they required help finding their guest room. Believing the person to be a hotel employee, they agreed. The man in the Victorian attire then led them to room 221, unlocking the door and pushing it open. As the couple entered, the man stayed outside the door smiling and tilted his head from side to side. One of the two realized that they had not tipped the man, and when they spun around with some cash, he had seemingly disappeared. Perplexed, the two guests just relaxed in their guest rooms for the rest of the day. When they tried to re-enter room 221 later that evening, the door would not budge. The couple then descended down to the front desk, where they asked what was wrong with the key. The staff member stated that they had somehow received the key to room 321. The two described the man who had originally let them into room 221, and the staff member reported that no such person presently worked at the hotel by that description.
Oh.
That's creepy.
That is creepy.
How in the world would that work, though?
I don't.
It's wild.
That is wild. Huh.
Always tip your support staff, right?
Always. Well, I've got a story here, a little bit of information of why this place might be active with paranormal activity. Mm-hmm.
Indian burial ground.
Many paranormal investigators have come to believe that limestone has a special ability to absorb and release electromagnetic and psychic energies. Crescent Mountain, the hilltop the hotel does sit on, is predominantly limestone. The massive 18-inch thick stones used for the body of the hotel were made of limestone as well. These factors may very well contribute to the abundant paranormal activity the hotel guests experience.
Probably came from Indiana, right?
It's that Indiana limestone.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No wonder we're so haunted.
The extent of the ghost activity at the Crescent is astounding. And some believe the hotel is a portal to the other side.
Mm.
The latest owners, Marty and Elise Ronick, is how I will pronounce that, bought the hotel. They knew of the unexplainable reports and the hotel's haunted reputation. So they hired a couple of certified mediums to come in and read the building. And the medians reported that the hotel was a portal and is a dimension that holds spirits of the dead. Why did the medians report such an astonishing claim? Many believe it's due to Norman Baker and the patients he treated. The hotel was a makeshift hospital at one time. As stated above, with his lack of medical training, countless patients died under his care. The apparent portal in the Crescent is said to be located on top of what used to be the morgue of the makeshift hospital.
Mm-mm. And that jerk face thought he said he cured cancer.
Mm-hmm. Do you know that he ironically died from cancer?
Oh, no.
Now that, yeah, that is some karma, right?
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. That... I don't want to say it's funny because it's not, but come on, when you're misleading people like that, and I said that's touchy. I don't want to.
It said that
say anymore about
they don't know exactly how many people died under his care, this quote unquote doctor, right? But they said at least hundreds, and they said the remains of many of these people might be scattered around the grounds.
Mm. That's
The morgue's super creepy.
Yeah, that would be creepy. I got something here, and then we can wrap it up if you guys have any more to say. A recurring phenomenon happens in a spot on the third floor where the hotel connects to the annex built onto the hotel when it was a hospital. The area has been said to be a portal to the other side. Multiple guests have grown faint with a passing, with a few passing out briefly at the same stop on the nightly ghost tour with no reasonable explanations. The occurrences go in spurts, many happening over several weeks or months, and then none for some time. Guests suddenly turn pale, falling against and then sliding down the wall in a faint. Although the loss of consciousness does not last very long, and complete recovery is immediate, tends to further substantiate the hotel's legendary supernatural connection to the paranormal. Man.
That's cool.
That would suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sucky cool.
Sucky cool. Yeah. Huh. Interesting. You guys have anything else?
Adding to the
cat.
The morgue.
Is this the cat?
No. Oh, no.
More,
no.
I was thinking this
adding,
cat.
Adding to the morgue, yeah. There is a dark and ominous figure that recently has been reported roaming around the former morgue.
Oh,
and there have been an increase of physical touch by unseen hands.
Are we going here? Let's put this on the list.
Definitely.
I don't think so.
Sean says no. We're putting it on the list.
Well, the reason is
going to the morgue, too.
Okay, fine. I'll go. Some of these pictures that have been taken here are so creepy. I don't know.
Kind of what we're into, right?
That's what we do. But these are like for real creepy.
For real? For rizzle?
I mean, I guess we've had a lot of
for rizzle dizzle.
But yeah, it's really neat.
Oh.
There's a picture of a ghost taken in the main lobby. A ghostly image in a jacuzzi suite, unknown mist in the front of the haunted hotel.
Nice.
Mysterious woman walking upstairs. These are all pictures there, too. Hallway on the third floor and what appears to be a baby face appearing in the mirror.
Ooh.
A strange figure in a window and a misty image in the garden and a close-up of a girl's face on a wall. And they're all like, and these are like legit.
So you'll have some good pictures to post.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I certainly will.
Nice. Had you heard about Dr. John Fremont Ellis?
No.
Well, Dr. John Fremont Ellis, he's the hotel's in-house doctor circa the late 19th century, is most often seen or his cherry pipe tobacco is smelled near his office, which is now room 212.
Wow.
So there's another doctor. Although this one
like a real doctor?
Sounds like it.
Doctor?
Well, we'll say that. How about that? Yeah, this place has a lot of paranormal activity, I'd say.
It's beautiful, too, by the way.
Yeah, it is. I didn't look at all the pictures that you're looking at, but I've seen, you know, of course, the outside of it. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool building, like a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah. You guys have anything else, or should we wrap this up?
No, but I'm convinced now. We'll go. It is pretty neat.
Oh, man, with all this activity? I want to go to the morgue. Who wants to go to the morgue?
Lay down on the slab. Go for it.
Yeah, there we go. Well, Nate, help us out, brother.
Well, I think we wrenched everything out of that one. That's a wrap.
And why did you say wrenched?
Crescent wrench.
Oh! For those who are figuring out why.
He went there.
I like it. Thank you, Nate. And thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Aged Mini 177 and our discussion on the Crescent Hotel. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.